Oh, yeah, don't get discouraged and don't you give up because it's not over yet. Yeah, that was for King & Country. And their new Priceless Tour starts in October. They'll be coming to the Wisconsin Dells along with Jordan Feliz and KB on November the 5th. And also, their new movie Priceless comes out in theaters on October the 14th. Tell you what, these are busy guys, but today we cut out with Luke. Good morning, Luke.
How are you doing today, doll? It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. Where are you calling from today?
We are in Portland, Maine today. Oh. So it is dreary and kind of rainy, and I just had a good cup of coffee. So, you know, we're kind of having one of those fallish days.
That's kind of nice now and then, isn't it? Are the leaves changing color yet?
You know what? I got a tree outside my window, and it's still pretty green. So I was hoping, you see, Maine is one of my favorite states in America. And I was hoping to come up because what they're famous for is that fall season when it starts to get that just beautiful red, orange kind of leaf, you know, just the change of the season. And I haven't got to see that yet, so I need to come back in like 3 weeks, which I probably won't be able to do, but I would love to.
Oh, they had a maple syrup too, right?
There you go.
Okay, your latest album, Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong, came after 3 years of a lot of change and struggle and growth for you and for your family as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I actually have struggled with an illness and a digestive disorder for about 3 years, and obviously today I get to speak to you as a man who I like to consider myself really as just healed. It's been an amazing journey, but in the midst of all of that, we had to make an album, and we kind of have always made a decision, my brother Joel and I, that we would be people that write honestly and authentically. And so I knew that we had a responsibility to write about these experiences. And so songs like Shoulders and another song that isn't a single but on the album called Without You, those are songs that are basically come directly from those experiences. And what's funny is people say, so out of all of that, it was really just two songs. And I was like, yeah, but it's amazing when you go through some of those hardships, even just in career. Like, people often ask, man, what an amazing ride you guys have had for 5 years. It's like, yes, we have had an amazing ride, but the amount of struggles and hardships that come through that has been amazing. And people don't necessarily think of it like that. But the lens that I see life now through really is totally different, and pretty much all of those songs in some way for both Joel and I have been impacted by the journey that we've been on for the last few years.
Something like that is totally life-changing. I remember running into you when you were in the midst of this at Life Fest, and you looked really bad. I mean,
yeah.
You look good, but yeah, I could tell it was taking its toll on you. And then to keep up with recording the album and the touring and everything that you were doing, that had to be an enormous struggle for you. But like you said, God's brought a lot of good out of that. And I think that is why people connect so much with your music, because it's so real. We all have those struggles and we all have those difficulties, and we all need to, you know, be taken up and just to rely on God through that all. You also have a new film coming out that there's a lot of excitement about. It's called Priceless. Now, can you tell us about the inspiration behind that film?
Yeah. So if you've come and seen us at any show over the last few years, you've probably heard us talk about this Priceless movement. We say to women, hey, culture says for you to talk, dress, and act like you're cheap, but we believe that there's a God who says that you're priceless. And then we say to men, hey, guys, it's time for us to stand up and stand out and treat these ladies in our lives with respect and honor. And, you know, early on in our career, honestly, it was such a big deal. People were coming to our concerts saying, hey, I liked your show, but that speech that you had in the middle, you don't understand how much that impacts me or impacts my daughter, or how my, you know, that really spoke to my son who's got a girlfriend right now, whatever it might be, or a spouse. And so we realized, I think at first we thought, hey, we're onto something. How long is this going to go for? And then as we continued to speak about it, we realized, I think this is just the beginning. What more can we do? And so our older brother Ben is a film director, and about 2 years ago, we went to him and said, hey, this Priceless thing is kind of an epidemic. It's alarming. It's great that it's connecting, but it's alarming because so many people are connecting with it, and this isn't really spoken about all that much. What about we do something about that? And what about we make a movie? And we kind of have this firm belief that today's generation is being discipled by what they see or what they hear through their headphones, mm-hmm. and what they see on screens, whether or not it be that cell phone screen, that television screen, or what they see in theaters. And so we've kind of taken it upon ourselves as for King & Country to be in those places. We want to make world-class music, we want to make movies, so hopefully we'll get the privilege to do another one, but we want to make movies that really are world-class films that can speak a different truth in today's day and age.
And that priceless message, it's not, you know, it's for that young girl maybe in high school, but it's also for those who may be caught up in human trafficking. I mean, it's a whole wide-ranging thing that you're trying to get across. That, you know, you are priceless, but in God's eyes, you are priceless. You're invaluable.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we even realized with just the human trafficking component that's in our film for a little while is that if we're going to say people are priceless, then one of the things that we felt like we needed to do was illustrate the antithesis of that. And so what is the opposite of a priceless life? And that means that that person can be bought, or for an experience it can be bought. And so that's why we have that storyline in our film, and not only because we feel like we need to shine a really, really bright light on that world, but also for you and I, for just the everyday person. Sometimes we don't realize the way that God views us. Sometimes we forget how we're made in His image. And sometimes we kind of take that for granted, and we don't realize how important that is and the way that God views us as a priceless life.
How do we get that image of God into our hearts and in our minds and into our being? How do we get that image of how God has created us and who He's created us to be?
Well, one of the reasons why I said what I said before, which is there's so many lies being spread in today's culture, whether through media, through movies, you know, movies basically tell us as dudes to objectify a woman. That's mm-hmm. basically what films most of the time are telling us these days. And so what we have to do, I think, as people, is we have to attack that by real truth. What is actually, when you look in the Bible, when you look at how Jesus lived His life, what did He say? Culture's saying one thing, okay, but what is actual real truth saying about these issues? And that, to me, is what we have to chase after. We have to chase after truth, because it's so easy in today's day and age to get caught up in all the different things it's promoting. Promoting that, hey, if you're wealthy, everything's going to be great. If you have that woman on your arm, that's all going to be great. If you have this, that, and the other, those are actual lies, and mm-hmm. that's not what actually is going to be fulfilling in life. And so we have to combat those lies, in my mind, with real truth.
And that truth is powerful. It's life-changing. I mentioned you're coming to the Wisconsin Dells. We're excited about that. You'll be there on November 5th with Jordan Feliz and KB. Tell us what we can expect from that concert.
Yeah, well, it's cool, because those two guys, we kind of handpicked. I mean, that is, of all the tours that we've done, our own tours, that's the proudest lineup we've ever put together for a tour. And so to be able to have a friend in Jordan Feliz and a dear, dear friend in KB, we're just excited to be able to make a night that we feel like is going to be engaging, that is going to be life-filled, that is going to be hope-filled. And I'm really thrilled that those two guys are a part of it. And obviously, we're going to be bringing some, hopefully, some new tricks and things that people haven't seen before. So we're real thrilled about it.
We're looking forward to that. I know you have to run, but can you real quickly tell us one of the craziest moments that you've had on the road?
Craziest moments on the road. Well, the other day I was out with my wife and two kids, and I was saying to my wife, hey, come out on the road. And they come out quite a lot, but come out and we'll, you know, it's not going to be so busy. So it's just going to be great. We're just going to have some family time. You won't believe it. We get on the bus and we start taking off to our next location, and the bus completely breaks down.
Oh,
so
no.
My wife and two kids and my brother are stranded at a diesel repair shop till midnight.
Whoa, right? This is
midnight.
Fun.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, this is great. I mean, my son probably thought it was pretty amazing, because he's getting to see all this crazy mechanic stuff. So then we're like, oh, we got it fixed. And so we go on to the next place. We're all good. The next day we finish our event. We get back in the bus, and a different mechanical problem happens again. So this time we had another place to be. We have to rent a car, drive 3 hours across country to get to this other. And so those are the crazy things that happen. So all in all, I think that the bus broke down two or three times that trip. And so next time I go to my wife and say, it'll be great, it'll all go so smoothly, she's going to go, you remember that one time?
It's all glory, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you, I appreciate your heart for ministry. Really looking forward to you coming to the Wisconsin Dells. And just, you know, pray God will continue to strengthen you and use you guys. And as we go out, Luke, would you like to set up the song Priceless for us?
Yes. Well, Priceless has been a song that was very, very special for us, because as I explained earlier in this interview, we've talked about a woman's worth for a number of years, and everybody was coming to us saying, hey, you really need to write a song about this. But usually when we try and force something, it's never good. And so we kind of kept putting it off. And then one day we just said, hey, guys, let's write this song Priceless. And I'll never forget, my initial thought was like, how can I as a dude sing this word Priceless and it actually sound cool? And sure enough, God works in amazingly mysterious ways. And at this point in our career, the most proud song we've ever been able to put on the radio, just the way it sounds, the production, and obviously the message behind it, which is that you're priceless.
Thank you, Luke. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Dahl. I appreciate you.
You too. Bye-bye.